We're starting from the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, five lines up in the bottom where the Gemara says Ibailu. We have a question. How do we measure the fifth? Now, we've been talking about a fifth in different contexts, but certainly we talked about yesterday someone who's redeeming his Maaser Sheni, putting the Maaser Sheni onto money. So the halacha is when the owner does it, so not only does he redeem it for its value, but in addition, he has to put an extra fifth onto the money for Kedusha. So the Gemara says it's the fifth from the inside. It's a fifth of the principal. So it means you take the principal, divide it into five equal parts, and then you add one of those parts. So Rashi gives an example. If it's 20 zuds, so then a fifth would be four. You'd add four. So a fifth of 20 would be four for a total of 24, or it's a fifth from the outside. So it's the principal plus the addition, which is a way of saying you divide it into four parts and then add one of those parts, and then you have an extra part, and it's a fifth from the outside. So that would be like if I had 20, so I would take four parts, I would take five, and then I would add it to 20. Now 25, the extra five is a fifth more than 20. So how do I measure a fifth? And that's just an example. If it's a fifth of 20, would it be an extra four, or would it be an extra five? So the Gemara says, Ravina Tashma, we're talking about a Mishnah here, where you're redeeming a field from Hakdish. So the halacha is, when you're redeeming the field, so if the owner redeems it, he has to pay an additional fifth. If a random person, a random stranger redeems it, so he doesn't have to pay an extra fifth. So when the treasurer is auctioning it off, you always want to make sure you're getting the best price. So what happens, I buy the lumber asrim, if they're auctioning off the field, and the original owner says, I'll buy it for 20. That's his bid. And another person says, I'll buy it for 20. What's the halacha? We're going to give it to the bailim first. He has priority. He adds a fifth. So for him, his 20 is not only 20. His 20 is going to be 20 plus a fifth. So when we're thinking about who to sell it to, we prefer to sell it to the bailim in his bid for 20 than for someone else who's offering an equal bid, because the bailim's bid for 20 will end up generating more money for Hakdish because he'll have to add a fifth. Amar Echad, Ariel Abbasar Echad. Let's say the owner said, I'll buy it for 20, but someone else said, I'll buy it for 21. So here, the actual bid that the owner's making is less. Nonetheless, the owner still is the one who redeems it, and he has to pay a total of 26. Why? He bid 20, has to add an extra fifth, and we assume the extra fifth here means from 20 to 25. Okay, so that's clearly, it's chamesh from the outside. But we also assume he has to add the extra one, because l'maisa, it's not right that he should get it for the basic payment if somebody else wanted to pay 21. So it's an interesting thing. We compel him to go from 20 to 20. We compel him to add his fifth, but we also compel him to match the price that the other person gave. So when he said 20, someone else said 21. We want to give it to the owner because his 20 is really 25. But we also compel him that his price should be added to the one, so it goes from 20 to 21. So he ends up paying a total of 26. Someone said, I'll give it for 22. So the owner has to give 27. Again, his bid of 20 plus a fifth, 25. And he has to match the price that the other guy said of 22. So he gives another 2. So that's a total of 27. Someone else said, I'll give 23. The owner has to give 28. Because same thing, a fifth of the 20, 25, plus he has to match the price the other person said. That's another 3. But someone said for 24, the owner has to give 29. Again, a 20 plus his fifth, that's 25. And then the extra four to match the other person's price. As for Muhammad, if someone said, I'll give 25, then a Banu Muslim owner has to give 30. Why is that? Because he bid 20, the other person bid 25. So the sum of the owner's bid plus the fifth is the same. And then he pays it plus the additional five to match the price. Now, what's very hard about this? The Gemara and Erechan asks, why does the owner take field at all? Why don't we just give it to the other guy, right? Regardless, whether we give it to the owner, he'll pay 20 plus a fifth, which is 25th, or 25, or we'll give it to the other guy, we'll pay 25. There's no difference to Hakdish. So why, in this case, once the other guy bid 25, why do we prefer seeing it go to the bailim, which then triggers the 25, which then triggers he should match all the price and pay an additional 5 and get to 30? Why do we get to that? So that's a hard question. That's not for us. That's the Gemara and Erechan asked that. But anyways, what do we see all this? The Fishim Masivim Chomash Alush is that we don't add a fifth to the excess amount, meaning he adds a fifth of his 20. He doesn't, and then he also has to match the other price, but he doesn't match the other price and then add a fifth of that. So in each of these cases, he's paying a fifth of 20, and then in addition, matching the other price. Shmuel, we see from this that he's paying a fifth of 20 is 25. So Shmuel, you know, Chom Shmuel Levar is calculated from the outside. It's really a quarter, which added on ends up being a fifth total, a fifth more. Shmuel, you know, we see from here. Now the Gemara says, "Ketanoi, really, it's machlokas tanam. If the fifth is from the inside or the outside, the pasuk says v'asol chamishi so alav. He should add his fifth onto it on the principle shehu v'chom shol chamisha. This means that it and its fifth together should be five equal parts. Divrei Reb Oshia. So as the fifth is from the outside, it's really a quarter of the principle. The sum of the principle plus the additional fifth is five quarters of the principle. Rashi Yonos and Amar chamishi so chom shol karen. The fifth means a fifth of the principle itself, just fifth calculated from the inside. Super simple." Says the Gemara, another question, we know that when the owner is pulled the Maaser Sheni, he's supposed to add an additional fifth. Says the Gemara, Chomesh Ma'akev, does that prevent it? Or when Ma'akev does not prevent it? Meaning, let's say I put the money, I put the Kedusha on the money at its value, but I didn't add the fifth. I didn't put an additional fifth. Did the Kedusha come off of the produce, or did the Kedusha not come off of the produce? So basically, we're trying to understand, do we say that the chomesh is like part and parcel of the very basic redemption price, or is it like an additional added payment, which is only ideal? So Mark explains the question, dal b'dal par, do we say four zuz worth of Maaser Sheni was redeemed with four zuz? Akanavshim was of chomesh, and he's independently adding a fifth, meaning it's not part of the actual redemption, it's just an actual payment. I'm a chomesh l'makev, so if I don't add the fifth, it wouldn't prevent the redemption from taking effect. Odom or maybe our baba chamisha parik, do we say that the way we look at it is that four zuz of Maaser need to be redeemed with five zuz? It's four for five. That's the very price. So therefore, not adding a fifth would prevent the pidyon from taking effect. So I'm Ravino Tashma. We see a proof in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you don't have the halacha of adding a fifth. And you don't have halacha, you have to remove it at the end of every 3 years. So just to understand, when it's demai, you bought grain from an amar, it's a doubt whether or not Maaser was taken off. So you're supposed to do it l'chomra, but since it's a limited rabbanon, there are certain leniencies. So one of the leniencies that we say is that you don't have to pay a chomesh when you redeem it. So akaren yeshlo, clearly it has the law of the principle, meaning unless it's redeemed, you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, which is saying you don't have to add the fifth. So my time, and what's the distinction between why you have to redeem it but you don't have to add a fifth? Must be the pshat's like this. Karen the ma'akev derives of the principle where if you don't pay it, that's ma'akev, it holds back the redemption from taking effect, even on a deraisa stuff, isa v'drabanan. So that applies even to rabbinic Maaser Sheni, like Maaser Sheni of Demai, Chomesh de lo ma'akev deraisa, but the fifth, where if you don't pay it, even on by the Torah law, it's not ma'akev, it's just you're missing the payment, but the redemption took place. So leisa b'drabbanan, the Rabbanan didn't require it at all on their type of Maaser Sheni on Demai. So we clearly see that not adding a fifth is not ma'akev the redemption. Says the Gemara now, lema katanai, why don't we say that this issue is actually machlokas tanam? It's a machlokas tanam whether or not the Chomesh is ma'akev in the binyon. It says, not as long as someone gave the principle to redeem his Maaser Sheni, but he didn't also pay the fifth. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yochal, he can eat it outside Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yochal, he may not eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Machlokes, if someone redeemed it by giving the Karen, but he didn't pay the Chomesh, could he eat it outside Yerushalayim or not? According to Rabbi Eliezer, he may. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he may not. So the Gemara clarifies, Omer Rabbi Nivin Divrei, Rabbi Eliezer b'Shabbos. It appears what Rabbi Eliezer said, that you may eat it if it is Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have the variable that you need to eat it, right? You need to eat it, and now is not the time you can do a redemption. So it's we're more lenient if it's Shabbos. If Rabbi Yeshua b'chol, and Rabbi Yeshua says that you shouldn't eat it, applies on the weekday. So meaning, if you redeem Maaser Sheni before Shabbos, and you didn't pay the fifth, then out of honor for the Shabbos, we'll mean lenient like Rabbi Lezer, and we matter him to eat it out Shabbos. But on the weekday, you probably shouldn't eat it until the fifth would be added. That's like a compromise view between the two opinions. So again, Rabbi Lezer is saying if you didn't pay the chomesh, you could still eat it. Rabbi Yeshua is saying not. Rabbi is saying let's reach a compromise and say that it depends if you need that you need it for Shabbos. So the common name Rabbi Lezer of Shabbos is we're just making a compromise. Rabbi is saying the words of Rabbi Lezer appear to be correct on Shabbos. Maklal de pliga filu b'chol. It sounds like the two parties themselves, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, were arguing even about a weekday. We're just making a compromise between them. We come in and Rabbi Yeshua b'chol, and the fact that we say Rabbi Yeshua's words appear correct on the weekday, maklal de pliga filu b'Shabbos. It sounds like they argue even on Shabbos. So they're arguing from extremes. We're just reaching a compromise and saying on Shabbos you can be lean on the weekday not. So what are they arguing about? Right, someone paid the karen and not the chomesh. Could he eat it? Pashas, they're arguing about this very svara. My lava svarkim, they're arguing about this very concept. Rabbi Lezer svar chomesh l'akiv. Rabbi Lezer holds that missing the chomesh is not l'akiv. The pinyon of the Maaser Sheni. The Maaser Sheni is still considered to be redeemed even without someone giving the chomesh. Rabbi Yeshua svar chomesh l'akiv. Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you leave out the fifth, that is ma'akiv. It prevents the redemption of the Maaser Sheni from taking effect, and that's what they're arguing about. Amar Papa lo, that might not be the correct understanding. Kuli amar chomesh l'akiv. Everyone agrees that by Torah law, if I don't pay the fifth, it does not prevent the redemption. Everyone agrees by Torah law, this Maaser could be eaten outside Yerushalayim. Their question is, but if we leave it in such a way that, oh, it's just ideal to pay the fifth, but if you don't pay the fifth, everything's fine. Do we have to be concerned for negligence, that someone might just never add the fifth? Because if you let them eat it without adding the fifth, what's really motivating them to ever add the fifth? Rabbi Shua says we're concerned for negligence in paying the fifth. Therefore, the Rabbanon asks the person from eating Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim until the fifth has been paid. Meaning, essentially, by Torah law, the Chumash is not Ma'akev. It's a new Rabbanon because we're concerned for negligence. The other time, Rabbi Lezer holds, we're not concerned for negligence. So the Rabbanon did not enact such an Isser because we're not concerned for negligence. Everything's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Yochanan, Akomodim Hektish Achilo, if it was Hektish. Hektish is another halak case where you add a fifth. When you're redeeming Hektish and you're the owner, you have to add an additional fifth. Everyone agrees by Hektish, when you're redeeming it, that the redemption is chal and the sanctity has been removed as soon as you pay it, even before you pay the fifth. Everyone agrees that there it's the sanctity is not dependent upon whether or not you paid the fifth. Why? Because there's a creditor, right? The gizbar will go after you. He'll go after you in the market. He'll harass you until you pay. So meaning the whole reason that we just said that the fifth is ma'akev was because we're concerned for negligence. So that's good for something where there's no creditor, right? God doesn't send someone after you by Master Cheney. But here there's a treasurer. He's going to hunt you down. And therefore, we're not concerned that you won't end up paying. Says the Gemara, is that true? They don't argue by Hektish. They don't argue by Hektish. It says in Bryce, someone gave the carrot, but he didn't pay the Chomesh. Rabbi Lazar Omer Chilo, it's been deconsecrated. Rabbi Chomer Omer Mlo Chilo, it's not been deconsecrated. So we're talking about whether or not someone who hasn't paid the fifth by Hektish, whether or not the deconsecration has been valid. Omer Rebbe, near to Rabbi Lazar Hektish, Chomer Meiser. Rabbi Lazar says it appears more correct by Hektish, that it is valid, and the Chumim, what they say that is not valid, appears more correct by Maaser Sheni. So what's the pshat? It seems or not, whether this idea about that everyone agrees, according to Rebbe, everyone agrees, midaraisa, it's fine. The question is whether you'll be negligent not to pay the fifth, and we say, by Hektish, you probably will end up paying, because the treasurer will come after you, but what the Chumim said appears right by Maaser, because you might be negligent. So he's making a compromise again. We say Rebbe Lazar said appears more correct by Hektish, but it's mashma, he would argue even by Meiser. I mean, the Gemara near to Rabbi Chama by Meiser, from the fact that Rebbe said what the Chama says appears to be correct by Meiser Sheni, McLeod the Inupliga Filiv Hektish. It sounds like they themselves argue even by Hektish. So this sounds against what Rabbi Yochanan asserted. It sounds like we're saying that some Tanam hold that even by Hektish it cannot be redeemed without a fifth. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement that everyone agrees by Hektish. And since the treasurer can come after you, the Chomesh is not Ma'akev, it sounds like there is one opinion here, the opinion of Rechachamim here, the Lochila. So the Gemara says, Eliyat Marachagam, if anything was said, this is what was said. Amar Biyochanan, Akomodim, Bashabis, Ba'akev. Everyone agrees that a consecrated property on Shabbos, Shechilah, you have to consecrate it even if you hadn't paid the fifth. Here, there's two grounds for leniency. First of all, it's Hektish, they can come after you. But second of all, it's Shabbos, and you want to be lenient for Shabbos. Chal Tziv Karasal Shabbos Oneg, so you want to be lenient for Shabbos. Furthermore, the treasurers can demand it from you. So we're coming out. Everyone agrees that the Chumash is not Ma'akev by Torah law. The whole concern is only whether or not you'll be negligent if we don't give you a motivation to add the fifth. Will you ever end up redeeming the fifth? So that Machlokas, they do. They argue across the board. They argue by Hektish. They argue by Hektish, they argue by Meiser. But we're saying there's one case where everybody agrees. If it's Hektish and it's Shabbos, so you have two reasons together to be lenient. Al Tzonek HaShabbos, and that the Gizbarim themselves will come after you, then everyone agrees that even if you haven't added the fifth, it's okay to use the property now. Okay, now the Gemara continues to other halachos about understanding the fifth, and more or less, all the questions that we're going to now have is how to look conceptually at the extra fifth. Is it part of the pidyon, or is it separate? Now, that's kind of what the Gemara just discussed, right? Wondering if Chomesh is ma'akev or not. But the Gemara is going to explore conceptually that question, if the Chomesh is a separate payment or part of the redemption itself, from many different angles. First of all, we say that Hektish cannot become a schala onto land. You have to put it onto movable money, movable property. You can't put it onto land. To Rahman Amar, what does the Torah say? You give the money and it becomes his. So the question is, so yes, it's true that the principal has to redeem unmovable property, but what about the Chomesh? What about the additional fifth? Could the fifth become deconsecrated onto land? Can the additional fifth be paid onto land or not? And that's essentially the question. If it's part of the redemption itself, then it cannot be. It has the same laws of redemption. But if it's an extra payment which needs to be made to Hektish, then maybe it could be redeemed on land. That's another case where you add a fifth. If you eat the truma of a kohen by mistake, you have to pay back to the kohen, but you don't just pay back to the kohen. You pay him back in produce that can become truma. It's a very interesting halacha. You don't just give him dollars. You give him produce which can become sanctified. and you have to pay him an extra fifth. So the Gemara now wants to know, Truman is only paid from Chulin, you give the Kohen the holy thing, which means Davar Riley is Kodesh, something which is fit to become holy. And we're saying that the only thing, the type of produce that can be used is stuff that is fit to become holy afterwards. Our Shaila is, could the fifth be paid from something else that's not produce that can become consecrated, or no? Can the fifth as well only come from consecrated produce? Produce which is fit to become consecrated. A third case, Maaser Sheni Mizrach Asimon, we know Maaser Sheni can only be consecrated on a minted coin. Rachmana Vetzarta, because Bialtcha says Vetzarta. The Rav called Avashi Shalav Tzura, you put it on a coin which has an image, not an unminted disc. It has to be a minted coin. So Chum Shemash Yisrael Asimon, could the fifth be put onto an unminted disc, or does the fifth as well require redemption on a minted coin? So it's Galgal Muslim Matzal Kamei Rava. The matter came to Rava. Amaluhi Darshin Amar Kra Allah. It says you add the fifth onto it. What does it mean onto it? So it comes to teach us that the fifth should be treated like the principal, meaning the fifth should only be paid from that which is acceptable for the payment of the principal, and that's what the word Allah comes to teach us. So what would come out? What would come out is that the fifth is paid only from the same rule books as the Karen. So let's say by Truma, that would mean that when you're paying the fifth, it has to be from produce which is fit to become Kodesh. And we can see this way in a Mishnah. Someone steals Truma but didn't eat it, so he just stole from the Kohen. So he has to return the Truma, but he has to pay Kefil. So you have to pay double the amount. So what's the value? To make Truma, he pays double according to the price of Truma, which is less, right? Truma has less value because there's less demand. Only Kohen can eat it. So he pays the value in terms of what the going rate is for Truma. Achla, if he subsequently eats it, he has to pay two principals plus a fifth. He has to replace the Truma that he stole and pay the fine of the fee that a thief pays, and he has to pay the fifth for eating Truma, which is an extra fifth. So he pays a Karen and a Chomesh for eating the Truma, and he also has to pay an extra payment for the Kefil. One principle and a fifth from unconsecrated produce, because that's the halacha of Yitzhak and Meshoge. You have to replace it with unconsecrated produce, which will become Kodesh. And we see here that even the fifth has to be paid from that. That's what we're bringing out, like Rava. The Akaran to make sure, but the other principle, which is just the thief's payment of Kefil, could come from any money that has the value of the Truma. So we see that the fifth is treated like the principle itself, just as the principle itself, when you put the Shlomi Truma, has to be on unconsecrated produce, which will become in Kodesh. So too, the fifth also has to be that way. Okay, now here's another question about the penalty of a fifth. Amar Rava, and this is halacha that we learned in the end of Vava Kamma. Remember, when you admit that you steal, you swore falsely about it, and then you admit you swore falsely, so what's the halacha? You have to return it. You have to return the payment. You have to return whatever you stole, but you also have to add a fifth. So Gavi Gezel Kseva Chamishi Sav Yosef Alav. You pay the principal, and it's fifths to it. So Chamishi Sav is in the plural. There are times where you could be liable to numerous fifths. How could that be? Utanan, like I said in the Mishnah, let's say you pay the Karen. But you swear falsely about the fifth, meaning you claimed you already paid the fifth. Then you confess that actually you hadn't paid it. Then you have to pay the fifth and a fifth on the fifth. You pay the fifth and another fifth that you have sworn falsely about. And that can continue and evolve with multiple chiyuvim if you keep on denying it. Achis mayra karen, pachos mishaver pruta. Until the principle, the amount that you're swearing about is less than a pruta. But as long as the amount that you're swearing about is a pruta, then you can keep on accumulating different chiyuvim if you swear falsely to swear and add a fifth. So the question is, over there, by Gezel, with swearing falsely, you can have multiple fifths. What about by Truma? Gavi Truma, Ksiv, Ish, Kiyocho, Kodesh, Bishkak, a person eats Truma, Bishogeg, Vyasav, Chamishi, So, Allah, he adds the fifth to it. So here, it says Chamishi, So, it's fifth, it says it in the singular, but nonetheless, we see that you could be liable to more than one fifth, as we see in this Mishnah. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Ocho, Truma, Bishogeg, someone who eats Truma, Bishogeg, Misham, Karen, Chomesh, has to pay back the principal and a fifth. Echad, Ocho, Echad, Shosev, Echad, Asach, this applies to someone who eats Truma, drinks Truma, or someone who smears himself with oil of Truma. Echad, Truma, Tar, Echad, Truma, Tameh, the halacha applies both to Truma, which is Tar, and to Truma, which is Tameh. In all the cases, Misham, Chomesh, 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 not only do you pay the fifth, sometimes you could even pay a fifth of the fifth, because what happens? The Truma that's eaten is replaced with an equal amount of produce that is chulin plus a fifth, and all of that now attains the sanctity of truma. Once you designate it for tashlumi truma, it becomes truma. If then someone would bishogeg eat the fifth, so you would have to replace it plus another fifth. So the process can repeat itself. There's an idea that you would be paying a fifth upon the fifth of tashlumi truma. You pay the fifth, and now it becomes like the sanctity of truma. Then, so if a non-coin then bishogeg eats it, he'll have to pay a fifth of that fifth as well. So even though we know the halacha by gezel and by truma, but by ma'aser sheni, lo mechlok siv. It doesn't say anything in the Torah. We can't see in the language of the Torah if you'd have to give a fifth of the fifth. V'lo mesdatana, it's not in the Mishnah or Baisa. V'lo v'yelun yibuyim. We don't even have a question about it, whether or not you should give a fifth or a fifth. Meaning, when you redeem ma'aser sheni, what's the halacha? You pay the value plus a fifth. If you then wanted to redeem that money onto other money, or you wanted to redeem that money by buying food in Yerushalayim, you only have to add a fifth on the principle. You don't have to add a fifth from the original fifth that you added. Okay, so we're saying by Ma'aser Sheni, it's different. There's no halacha, there's no concept of adding a fifth on the fifth. Once you redeem the Ma'aser Sheni onto money and added a fifth because you were the owner, even if you subsequently switch that Kedusha, you do not have to add an additional fifth for the fifth. What about by Hektish? When you're redeeming something that was hektish, so the owner has to pay an extra fifth. So gabe hektish ksiv, what is the language of the pasuk? If a makdish yigalos pays, if the one who consecrated it, if he himself, the owner, will redeem his house, v'yasav chamishis akesav erkach, he'll add a fifth of the money. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, polos chamishim osav chomshim, one who redeems his consecrated body adds a fifth. Chomshim tanan only mentions a fifth. Chomshim chomshim lo tanan doesn't mention a fifth of a fifth. In other words, someone consecrates something, he redeems himself, he pays back the value plus a fifth. What's the halacha if he then wants to redeem the property that he gave for the property that he gave for the fifth? So he gave some property for the fifth, and now he's redeeming gufa that property. Would he add a fifth on that? So there, we don't get any indication in the Mishnah. So what is the law? Do you add a fifth to the fifth? Again, what's the case? Someone has mocked or something, he redeems it, he puts both it and adds a fifth. Now all of that becomes Kodesh. Now, if he's redeeming the fifth back, does he have to add a fifth on the fifth? So what's the halacha? So in order to decide this, we try to analyze a little bit better the language of the psukim. We know by truma that you do. Gavi trum ksiv yasav, it says, and, with a vav, and he should add the fifth. So, that vav, and he should add a fifth, is what's marred by the fifth of the fifth. Gavi hekodesh nami ksiv yasav, by hektish as well, it says viyasav. So the halacha is that if the reason why you add a fifth to the fifth comes from that word and, so then we have the same thing by hektish, just like it says v'yasaf by the truma, and that means even a fifth and a fifth is included, so too we should say that by hektish. If that's how it's darshaned up from the psukim, from the vav, so what I would assume it's like that by hektish as well. Odomar, perhaps, no, there's a distinction. Really, the drasha is a little bit different. What's the drasha? Gavi truma ksiv v'yasaf. It says v'yasaf the vav, and what we do is we do fancy drasha. Shakos the vav v'yasaf. If we take the letter vav of the word v'yasaf, v'shalad l'chamishiso, and you put it at the end of the word, av chamishiso, it's fifth. So what happens? Av chamishisav. Then it will spell out chamishisav, which is plural. It's fifths. So the plural fifths indicates that you could pay a fifth of the fifth. So it's not just that it says a vav, it's that you take the extra vav and you put it after chamishiso, and it spells out chamishisav, and that's how you get that even multiple fifths. But by hakdash, it says chamishis. It doesn't say chamishiso, it says chamishis. So even if you do that, even if I take the vav of the word v'yasav, and I put it after the word chamishisav, all it's going to spell out is chamishisav, and not chamishisav. So basically, we want to know what the drasha was by Trimont, and then know if it could apply over to Hektish, by depending if it's just from the vav itself. Okay, so it could apply that to Hektish also. But if the drasha was, you're adding it to chamishisav, so that was spelled chamishisav, so you don't have that over here where it says just says chamishis. So now the Gemara has a new question. Typically, the halacha hektish sheni, the halacha about the fifth, that whether or not you should add a fifth of the fifth. Again, what's the case? A person consecrates his house and then he's redeeming it. So what's the halacha? He has to pay its value plus a fifth to hektish. So now the shaila is, if you then redeem your fifth back, do you have to add a fifth on the fifth? So the Gemara says, it should emerge from the fact that the fifth should bear a secondary sort of kedusha. So in other words, the fifth is paid because you're redeeming something you had already been kodesh. So the sanctity of the item, what's happening is, the sanctity of the item is then really being transferred onto your payments. So that should be like a hektish sheni, something where it's not originating with its kedusha, it's really accepting its kedusha from another place, just to get the terminology. It's something which has an origin of kedusha itself, like I consecrate something, that's hektish rishon. But then hektish sheni is when that kedusha is transferred on something else. So when I was makdish my house and then I redeemed it, so presumably the kedusha that was on the house went onto the item and its fifth. So now the hektish only has kedusha sheni. From Rabbi Shimon Levi, hektish rishon mosav chomash. Whenever you redeem something that has primary sanctity, you add a fifth. Hektish sheni mosav chomash. Whenever you redeem something that has a secondary sanctity, you don't add a fifth. We're going to see this is learned from a pasuk later on tomorrow. So the fifth that you're that the owner is paying, when you redeem it, it only has secondary kedusha. So of course you shouldn't have to pay an extra fifth. If there is a rule, like we're assuming this is right, that hekdesh sheni is not mosif chomesh, so then it seems to me an irrelevant point whether you should have a fifth on the fifth. Every fifth on the fifth shouldn't happen because the fifth is only hekdesh sheni, and the halacha is you don't add a fifth for hekdesh sheni. So the Gemara says, "My popular Ravina Hakam Marava chomesh kutzkos hekdesh dami." No, a fifth is treated like primary sanctity. Why? Because the fifth is not secondary. It doesn't correspond to anything in the original object. The house was worth $100. Now I'm paying the $120 for it, right? I'm paying the $120 for it, or the $125, whatever exactly the fifth is. But in that case, it's not, the extra 25 is not related to the kedusha that was in the house. It's just an extra. So therefore, the kedusha that's in the fifth is viewed as an original kedusha, not as a secondary kedusha. And therefore, our question is relevant. Maybe the halacha is when you're poda a fifth, you have to add an extra fifth, and maybe not. But don't tell me it's secondary kedusha. It's just kedusha that was switched on for something else. We don't view hektish like that. So it's a very interesting lumdus here. The hektish is always for the value. If there's an extra fifth that comes out, then that's considered to be an extra new original kedusha, and that's why we want to know if it's still shayach. Maybe that you have to add a fifth for the fifth or not. So Mar says, "My havila, what is the halacha when you're poda hektish? You have to add a fifth for the fifth." Amar Rav Yumi Shmei Da'abai, Rav Yumi said in the name of Abai Makar. What does the pasuk say? If you also chamishas kesef erkacha, ma'akash moshul kesef erko. It says you add a fifth of the valuation money. So we compare the fifth to the principal. Ma'akash erko moshul chamish. Just when you redeem the valuation money, the principal, you add a fifth. Ah, kesef chamish. So too for the money used for the fifth, and now we moshul chamish. You have to add a fifth. So we're saying it's like a hekish between the two, and therefore you do in fact add the fifth for the fifth. So it comes out for most of them, you do add the fifth for the fifth. The only one where we don't, it came out, was Meiser Sheni. That was really the one exception. We don't say that there is a fifth for the fifth. Once you're putting your Meiser Sheni out the money, if you redeem that money again, you don't have to add another fifth. Gufa, what did we just say? We have to expound. This is obviously a tangent. Amar Shul Leva, Hektish Rishon Mosav Chomesh. Redeeming property that is primary sanctity, you have to add a fifth. Al Hektish Sheni, redeeming property that is secondary sanctity, meaning that its Kedusha came because something else was switched onto it, in Mosav Chomesh, you don't have to add a fifth. Amar Rava, Mar Tamish Rav and Levi, where does this come from? Amar Kra, Ma Maktish Yigalas Beso, the one who consecrated redeems his home. So what do we say? The Maktish is Yigalas Beso. Ha Maktish, someone who consecrated the home in the first place. Below Ha Matvis, not someone who transferred sanctity from something else to the home. So meaning if I was makdish my home and I redeem it, I have to pay a fifth. But if I had hektish on something else and then I switched it to my home and now I want to redeem my home, then the law is I don't have to add a fifth. I only add a fifth when this item is an item which is an original sort of kedusha. But if it's kedusha was that it was transferred from something else and now you're redeeming it, you do not have to add a fifth. So the Gemara tries to support Rabbi Shimon Levi. Tana Taka Midrav Lazar, Tana teaches in front of Rabbi Lazar. When the Torah talks about adding a fifth, it speaks about a non kosher animal. It says, someone consecrates a non-kosher animal. The reason we speak about a non-kosher animal is because usually kosher animals, when you consecrate them, are for karbanos. But there's no redemption unless it gets a blemish. But if someone's kaz as a hektish of a non, as a non-kosher animal, so then we'll just be owned by the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, it's a lot more relevant to redeem it, because that's what they do, right? They sell it, they generate revenue for the Beis HaMikdash. So if it was a behemoth tmei that was donated, then when you redeem it, the owner redeems it, he pays its value plus a fifth. So what is the prototype? The prototype is a non-kosher animal. What is the point? The point of that is, that's just as distinct. First of all, it has primary sanctity. Right? We have to understand, why does it have primary sanctity? Presumably, it could also have secondary sanctity. Yes, it's true. I could go over to a non-kosher animal. I could be makdish a pig. But I could also say that an existing hektish item, the kedusha, should be switched onto a pig. So why are we assuming that the pig that the pasuk is talking about is one that has original sanctity versus one that has secondary sanctity? So we'll have to understand that. We'll get to that. But what we're saying is just as mehima tmea is distinct, that it's miuchedas. His primary sanctity, all of it is to Shemayim. Meaning to say, it's not like an item which is brought in the Mizbeach, where sometimes the owner still has rights to eat part of it. It's something which is given wholly over to the Beis HaMikdash. There's also Me'ila if you use it illegally. Me'ila is when you unauthorize usage of things which belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you do it, Shogeg, you have to pay back a Karen Chomesh and you bring an Asher. So too, anything that's primary sanctity, all of it is dedicated to Shemayim. That's where there's Me'ila for using it illegally. Apparently, what we're saying is that Me'ila only applies to things that have primary sanctity and things that are totally dedicated to Shammai. So The Gemara asks that that's not really true. I understand what you're saying, that Me'ilah only applies to things that are given all over to Shemayim Mubutei Kachem Kalam. That's to exclude Kachem Kalam. Kachem Kalam is where the owner makes a karban, but he's still going to eat the meat, like Shlamim or Toda. There the halach is, there's no Me'ilah, since the owner still has rights in the karban, is less than Me'ilah, there's no Me'ilah, it's not totally given over to Hashem. Fine, that I understand. Elatchilas Hakdash, what were you learning about this point that Me'ilah only applies to something that is primary sanctity? The Mutemar, what are you trying to exclude? Tchilas Hakdash from this Me'ilah, Sof Hakdash less Me'ilah, only something that is original Kedusha has Me'ilah, but not something that became secondary sanctity? That's not true. If I switch Kedusha onto a second item, that second item will also have Me'ilah as long as it's totally given over to the Beis HaMikdash. So what are you saying over here? That only something that is original sanctity has Me'ilah. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not what we meant. It must be that we're not referring to Me'ilah. You're referring to the halacha that if someone's put to property that he was Makdish, he has to add a fifth. And what you're saying is that that's true only if it was an item of original sanctity, but an item of a secondary sanctity, if the Kedusha was switched onto it, and then you're redeeming the second item, you don't have to add a fifth, like Rabbi Shuvan Levi taught. That's what I meant to say. So this is the Braisa, which we're coming out as a support to Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Rabbi Shuvan Levi taught us a big insight. You're only in a Makdish, Yigal Spesav, Makdish, Shalom, Matzis. Here the Braisa is dashing it up from a different Pasuk. Once by land, one was by movable. So here we're dashing it up that the Torah spoke about adding a fifth, specifically by Behemah Tmeah. Behemah Tmeah, we're assuming, has original Hakdish, but a secondary Hakdish, there would not be a din to add a Chomish. But the problem is, why are we assuming, and that's what the Gemara has to clean up here with the detail, why are we assuming that the animal that was Hakdish is original, that I have a pig that was Makdish, it's original Hakdish? Maybe the case is you could have a pig that was kadosh, a secondary sanctity where there was kedusha that already existed, and then it was put on the pig. Amalei Rav Ashi, if you know, behemah tmeah tchilas hakdash isa tav lamed alf be'emsa hakdash leitza. There's no case of intermediate sanctity. And just to keep the terminology here clear, there's really three things. There's original hakdash. There's sof hakdash. Sof hakdash means something which is going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, like an animal for a karban, or perhaps stones in part of the wall. Not a non-kosher animal. Non-kosher animal is really something which could exist either as original kedusha or secondary kedusha, where it's going to be sold. It's definitely not sof kedusha. It's not something which is going to be used. It's not the ultimate. It's not the conclusion where that it's going to be actualized and used in the Beis HaMikdash. But so what the Gemara is saying is, why are you assuming that the non-kosher animal only can have primary sanctity from something that was hokash, that it was sanctified? Maybe it was ad kedusha transferred onto it. Like, why are we assuming that the prototype is something that only has original kedusha? So Amalei Lefishin B'Sof Hakdash. You're right. What I meant is that a non-kosher animal cannot have Sof Hakdash. It cannot have the final sanctity where I would use it. And the point that we're making, what the Gemara is going to darshan is that since it cannot have Sof Hakdash, then there's no Chomish when it has intermediate Hakdash as well. So the Gemara says, why? What's the drush here? But it could have intermediate sanctity. It could have Kedusha switched onto it where it would be sold. Maybe you should add a fifth when you redeem something that has intermediate sanctity. If I switch Kedusha onto a pig, maybe if I'm also Chomish, I should. Yes, it's true. A pig cannot have the conclusion of the sanctity. It cannot have final sanctity where it's going to be used, but it could have intermediate. And when it has intermediate sanctity, maybe you're Masav Chomesh. Amalei Areyu Kesov Hakdash. No, we compare it to the final sanctity. Masav Hakdash and Masav Chomesh. Just as you don't add a fifth when you redeem an item that has final sanctity, because if it has final sanctity, it's not redeemed. Af Hemsa Hakdash and Masav Chomesh. So too, something that has intermediate sanctity is not redeemed. So what are we saying? We're saying that since the Torah spoke about a non-kosher animal, when we say to add a fifth, it's saying that it doesn't apply in all cases. Now, of course, it goes without saying that the requirement doesn't apply in a case of something that is so factish because there's never redemption. So what Rava is saying is that the same way the pasuk is trying to tell us to make a hakdash, we should make a hakdash from the emsa hakdash to sof hakdash. Just as the law of the fifth doesn't apply to sof hakdash, so too it doesn't apply to emsa hakdash. So it's a little bit of a frustrating example, but basically we're saying the Torah says behemah tmeah. What's the purpose? Behemah tmeah will never be sof hakdash. But sof hakdash, I know anyways you're not mosav chomish because you're never po that sof hakdash. You use it. It must be the Torah is coming to tell us let's add on to something. Not only sof hakdash do you not mosav chomish, but even emsa hakdash you do not add chomish. So the Gemara says, why are we comparing the intermediate sanctity to the final sanctity? Just as the final sanctity, you're not Mosav Chomesh. So too, the intermediate, in the Dama Tchilas Hakdash, why don't we compare it to the primary sanctity and say, just as primary sanctity does have Mosav Chomesh, so too, intermediate sanctity does have Mosav Chomesh. It's more comparable to compare something with middle Kedusha to something with end Kedusha. It's something which took Kedusha from something else. compare it to primary kedusha. Both of them are things which are followed from other kedusha. So how do you know? Basically, we know if you're makdish something originally, if I'm poted, I add a fifth. We know if something is sof hakdish, I'm going to use it. You're not most of a chomesh because you don't redeem it. Where does that leave us with intermediate kedusha? Something that kedusha was switched onto it, but it's going to be redeemed. What is the law? You most of chomesh or not? So like Mark explains, it's from the language. Kedama rava ha'ola ola rishona. When the Torah uses the word ha'ola, means the ola which is first. Hachanami ha'tameh. When it says the tameh animal, tameh rishona means the first. The original sanctity. So we're coming out that the drasha is being a ha tameh, where the animal was originally sanctified. Only there, because the Torah says ha, only there are you mosav chomesh. But if I transfer kedusha onto a non-kosher animal, and now I want to redeem that non-kosher animal, I do not add a fifth. That's a very, very complex halacha. A lot of talking to finally get that out. But that is the bottom line. Only something with original kedusha, you mosav chomesh, not something with intermediate kedusha. The Gemara just brings one more price. Tanakh Vasar Rabbi Shimon Levi price says, like in Parzu Tachas Parashal Akdash, if a person says, this cow is in place of a consecrated cow, Talazu Tachas Talas of Hekdash, this cloak is in place of a consecrated Talas of Hekdash, Hekdash Opad, the consecration is redeemed. You got Hekdash Al Yona. Hekdash has the upper hand, meaning he didn't set a value here for the cow or the cloak being used. So the redemption is still good. Even if it's worth less, the Hekdash is still valid. But the base of Mikdash, the Pidyon is still valid, but the base of Mikdash has the upper hand. If the thing that they used was worth less than the original Hekdash, the balance has to be paid to the base of Mikdash. But if it was worth more, the base of Mikdash keeps the profit. Parzu b'chomei shlam tachas parashal Hekdash. Someone said this cow, which is worth 5 shlam, he speaks out what the value was. The 5 selah cow should be in place of the consecrated cow. Or talazu b'chomei shlam tachas parashal Hekdash. This cloak, which is valid at 5 shlam, is in place of the consecrated cloak. Hekdash upadoi, the consecrated thing is redeemed. Even though he said it's worth 5 shlam. So what basically we're saying is that he's trying to say it's to take effect with 5 shlam. So if it was worth less than 5 shlam, even if the Hekdash takes effect, he has to pay the difference to that base of Mikdash. But they can't be tovei him more if the original item was worth more, because he said, I'm only redeeming it for 5 selah of this cloak. Now, that part is not relevant to us, but the part that is relevant to us is the next line. Hekdash Rishon Mosav Chomesh. If someone is redeeming something with primary sanctity, they add a fifth. Hekdash Sheni, but if they're redeeming something that has secondary Kedusha, something which Kedusha was switched onto it, Ein Mosav Chomesh. You don't add a fifth. That's exactly what Rabbi Shimon Levi said. So bottom line is, what's the law? Hekdash Sheni, you're not Mosav Chomesh. We have different drushas for it, but the halacha is when you're redeeming a fifth, when you're redeeming something that was Kaddish as a fifth, halacha, as we clarified back on Amud Beis, could be you have to Mosav Chomesh on a fifth.